Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tesfawan Demagnew. The composer George Walker had so many firsts in his life, it's hard to keep track of them all. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth this month, and he lived to be 96, so this brother had a long life of accomplishment. He was the first black graduate of the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia in 1945, the first black instrumentalist to play New York's Town Hall, the first black recipient of a doctorate from the Eastman School of Music, the first black soloist to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the list goes on. Most importantly, George Walker was the first black composer to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music. Finally! He received that in 1996 for a work called Lilacs. It's a vocal work with text by Walt Whitman that reflects on the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Although he got a lot of publicity when he won the Pulitzer, Walker's music didn't get the long-term attention it deserved. His career was limited by racism and neglect, which affected so many black artists. He said, "If I were not black, I would have had a far wider dispersion of my music and more performances." His own management company warned that booking concerts for him would be an uphill battle and discussed their inability to amplify his art as a black composer. He studied with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. She was apparently so impressed with this brother's musicianship that she set aside her usual requirements and invited him to bring in anything he wanted to work through during his lessons. Walker had a distinguished academic career, teaching at the New School, Rutgers University, the Peabody Institute, Smith College, and more. He was awarded 6 honorary doctorates, 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, and an American Academy of Arts and Letters Award. George Walker composed over 90 works for solo piano, voice, choir, chamber ensemble, and orchestras. He was devoted to the precision and quality in his music and in his life, too. His son, the violinist Gregory Walker, who happened to be the soloist in the first performance of his father's violin concerto, recalled, "He would put on a suit and tie to mow the lawn. He always took great care of how he presented himself to the world." I'm hoping that more of Walker's music gets presented to the world so he can be appreciated as one of America's greatest composers. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.